Celebration returned to form this year, kicking off with their traditional canoe landing in Juneau. Haida dancer Sandy Edwardson says she spotted a Haida celebrity in one of the canoes, Ketchikan master weaver and culture bearer Dolores Churchill.
To have that happen was inspiring, so what an amazing woman.
Edwardson danced with a Juneau-based group at Celebration. Edwardson says she and her family have attended the biennial event for more than a decade. This year's was the first in-person celebration since 2018, and Edwardson says she was glad to see and celebrate the cultures of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian peoples from all over Southeast Alaska.
Celebration is just a time for all of us to get together and literally celebrate each other's cultures.
Ben Young of Heidelberg also performed with a Haida dance group. It was his second time attending the gathering. He says when he moved back to Alaska from Indianapolis, he used Celebration as a way to reconnect. He says face-to-face interaction is important for sharing culture, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic transitioned many events to virtual forums.
We value our connections and our social connections and affirming each other's identities, showcasing the artwork that was done, the language that was learned, the songs and dances that were practiced, as well as the accomplishments of our youth. That was very important.
Young says he appreciates how much effort is putting into making Celebration happen. That goes for the organizers at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, as much as for the people who come out and support the participants.
I commend everyone that helped the dance groups, fund the dance groups, trip, per diem, whatever it took in order to really showcase ourselves and celebrate our culture and tradition.
Sean Guthrie graduated from Ketchikan High School last month. He couldn't make it to Juneau for Celebration, but his art did. His woven hat won third place in the youth art contest.
It was really exciting. Put an instant smile on my face as soon as I heard Sean Guthrie and that I was from Ketchikan.
He says he had been wanting to enter something into the contest for 3 years. His submission took him 3 months.
Like a black type of background canvas with the red for the spiderweb design.
And Guthrie wasn't the only Ketchikan winner in the juried art show. Christina Weber took third in the seaweed contest. Weber says she's excited about the win. Janice Jackson won best of sewing and skin and fur divisions, and Crystal Bullock earned an honorable mention in the youth contest for her entry, Transformed. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.